Good morning.
Yes.
7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up, man?
Happy Monday. Good as a Monday as it can be. Right.
Let's just throw on some music, Brock, and go toss the pigskin around.
Did you do that? Or could we just, like, go take a nap? I don't know if I want to work that hard.
So,
yeah, just take a nap. Maybe then we'll throw the football. We'll see.
You know, over the weekend, there was a time my brother and I were watching some games together, and I look over at him, and he looks over at me, and he's got this football in his hand, and he was kind of tossing up in the air watching the game. I'm like, let's go outside and throw that thing for a second. It's been a while, man.
Let's go toss the old pigskin around there.
You know?
Yeah.
There's something about watching football games and, like, halftime comes and you go out there and you eat a hot dog and you throw the pigskin around a little bit, man. Just, I don't know.
Just don't eat the hot dog while you're throwing the pigskin because you'll choke. Yeah. Don't want to go out that way.
Good times, though.
Good. Glad you had a good time chucking the old pigskin around.
Yeah. You got dad on the porch drinking a beer watching his kids.
Yelling at you for your terrible form, saying you're a disappointment.
Dad, you gotta pronate the ball.
God. Yeah, there's no way you're from my loins with a weak throw like that.
Look at that.
He takes
point
the
your elbow.
Takes the beer
the
can.
Target.
And he goes, this is how you throw it. Then he throws it at your face. And you cry. And you're like, why, Dad?
I'm sorry, Dad.
Dad, I'm sorry. Why? He's like, no son of mine's gonna throw a ball like that.
I'm not even competing anymore, Dad. Why?
Basically like having a daughter. Good Lord. Dad, I'm sorry. God.
He could throw your purse farther.
Yeah.
Nancy.
Yeah. Nice throw, Nancy. This is why I drink. Dad, I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, let's go watch the rest of the game. Dad's pissed.
All right. Now I'm sad. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, they make smartphones and smart homes. How do you feel about a smart toilet? That's right. Toilet and bath manufacturer Toto unveiled a concept at CES last week. A toilet that can access the health by your pee and your poo. So basically, it has sensors and it tracks your mental and physical health and transmits the data to an app that offers suggestions on how to eat healthier or alert you if it detects a possible illness.
I got enough things in life bitching at me for not eating right, not doing, you know. Does everything have to be smart now?
Pretty much.
Everything?
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to do stuff on your own once in a while, you know?
Look, I don't need a toilet to tell me that I'm not eating healthily, okay?
Right.
Okay, the smell and just the look of it alone. After you turn around, you go, dear God, that can't be right.
You know
what I mean? I don't need a toilet, a place where I do my dirty business to judge me and try to say, there, oh, well, Brock, you need to eat more vegetables. Beep, burp. It's like, no, shut up, toilet. You're a toilet.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn toilet. You know what? I got a doctor to tell me I'm not healthy. Yeah. I don't need a toilet bitching at me as well.
If you think after eating Taco Bell and knowing what just happened, that I need a toilet to tell me that I'm probably dying inside. No, I don't need that. Okay.
I don't need it either. Yeah, you can keep that toilet. Yeah. You know, everything is becoming smart now. You see the smart mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, come on.
What, our fridges? You're able to get on Twitter on your fridge.
You
why?
Don't need that?
No, we've gone too far now. We've gone too far. And now Think about it, too. You got this smart toilet, okay? All right? It's got all the... Well, once the machines have their uprising, do you want something that you've done despicable things in to rise up against you and have that memory of what you've done to it? Absolutely not.
We're going to have to put cameras on it just to make sure, you know, that the sensors are right. People will be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay. That makes sense. You got to have cameras on it because, you know, it won't work right if you don't.
Yeah. Yep. Now we're going
to
have
people are just susceptible to anything now. Like, you just accept everything that, okay, that's fine.
That's what I want. I want the Chinese government hacking my toilet, right? That's what's going to happen. Russians are going to get in there. They're going to hack our toilets. Yeah. Game over. That's how we lose.
You want a picture of your booty hole on the internet?
Yeah.
That's how you're going to get a picture of your booty hole on the internet.
You want it on one of those Russian toilet websites? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway. We'll see what happens. Smart toilets.
Balloonknot.com.
Oh, God. Russian, RussianBalloonKnot.com. There you go. Ruin that story. Lastly, Nestle has recalled, which, by the way, Nestle, horrible garbage company. Do everything you can to not support Nestle. They're terrible. Right. They're awful for the environment. It's a horrible, horrible company.
They dump all their stuff into Lake Michigan, right?
Pretty much. Everywhere. If there's water, Nestle will... if there's clean water, Nestle will try and find a way to ruin it. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They're just terrible. Well, now they've recalled more than 700 pounds of Hot Pockets for possibly containing glass and hard plastics. The recall is for the 54-ounce boxes that contain 12 frozen pepperoni Hot Pockets and have an expiration date of February 22. Here's the thing. Instead of just recalling the small amount, recall all Hot Pockets because they're horrible. Okay? Now, yes, there was a point in my life where I ate a lot of Hot Pockets. It was called college, and it was because they were cheap and they were easy to make. You just throw them in the toaster oven, or you throw them in the microwave. Boom, you got a delicious treat at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're hammered drunk. Mm-hmm. However, there is nothing in a Hot Pocket that is good for you. Nothing.
Hot Pocket.
Honestly.
Here's the thing about a Hot Pocket, dude. What happens? Does the microwave, like, evaporate everything that's in the middle of a Hot Pocket? Because every time I bite into it, there's nothing in there anymore. I'm like, well, where'd it go?
And here's the thing, too. Have you ever had a perfectly made Hot Pocket? No. It's either scalding hot on the outsides and frozen in the middle, or lava center with frozen outsides. It does not adhere to basic laws of physics. It doesn't.
And it's also like coffee, too. It's always like 1,000 degrees, and then there's like 2-minute window where you can eat it, and then it's like ice cold.
Honestly, the healthiest thing in these recalled Hot Pockets is the pieces of plastic and glass that are inside of them. You'd be better eating that stuff than the Hot Pocket itself. There's nothing good about a Hot Pocket. Nothing.
What does the sleeve do? Is there really a point to that sleeve?
No, it's all BS. All right, that sleeve that helps cook it perfectly.
Come on.
Nothing.
It just makes it impossible to get the Hot Pocket out of the sleeve.
Oh, but then you can hold on to it, you know, because instead of getting eight degree burns on your hands, hold on to this terrible piece of cardboard.
You want them burns in your mouth. Yeah. That's right.
Good God. There's nothing beneficial about eating a Hot Pocket. And then, if you think you're being healthy by eating lean pockets, you're dreaming, okay? If you think some of the fittest people in the world, if you think Michael Phelps is going, you know what? You know how I stay fit? Lean pockets. Yeah. What?
I just smashed on some lean pockets.
Oh, my God.
If you want to look like me,
yeah,
have a cupboard or a freezer full of lean pockets.
Yeah. How did you lose 80 pounds? Well, I ate lean pockets and the insides just melted. That's all it was. My insides just disintegrated from the lean pockets, and that's how I lost all my...
Hot pocket.
Yeah.
Scalding pocket.
Just don't eat them. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock